sometimes it's surprising. I don't think you could tell the modern stuff from the older stuff. And sometimes the older stuff actually sounds more modern, even though it's a couple hundred years old. And we play it as authentically as we can.
What's an example of something that you do that's pretty close to the older root?
We play a lot of dance music. And we try to play the rhythms in the way that are danceable and the way they've been done for 100 or 200 years.
What are some of the rhythms you play?
Waltz, polka, but not the German kind of polka. It's a little bit lighter. Polska, and polskas vary regionally, so the distance between the beats can be shorter or longer, depending on the region.
You have a tune from Finland from your CD, from your second CD that you'd like to put on. Could you tell us about it?
It's a 20th century tune, and the title translates to Black Saddle, and it's named for an island in the Finnish archipelago.
We're speaking with Joe and Cheryl from Sharon Bloom, and they play old traditional music from Finland and Sweden, but they put new spins on as well. Is that inevitable, being that your band is established in the United States?
One of the things we're lucky about is that Minneapolis area here is on the crossroads for a lot of musicians from the Scandinavian Nordic countries coming here. So we get to study with them. And so we get a very authentic, firsthand experience with, you know, high-quality musicians and learn from them. But there's always something that happens after they move on, and then we come back together as a four-piece band, and we put our own little spin on it.
There are a lot of pieces in Scandinavian traditions that reflect nature, and you wrote one, Joe, that reflects Minnesota nature.
Yeah, the brutal realities of nature in the winter here in Minnesota. And it actually was written on my way in my car. So it's a very different feel to it. A lot of our tunes are written for dancing, and they kind of have the lift and the patterns of the dance. This was written while I was driving, so it has a little bit different feel to it. It is not only driving just on the road, I was driving on ice at the time in about 30 below zero weather during one of our polar vortexes. So it's kind of has a strong reflection of that.
Cheryl, you play this song, and it's Joe's composition. What to you is sort of progressive or new about Black Ice?
First of all, how we learned it, because Joe wrote it as a poem, and then he added a melody and his own accompaniment to it. And so we learned it orally. And as we worked with it, then we started adding in our own little bits. So when Joe's poem is talking about sliding on the ice, there's little slips and slurps from different instruments to imitate that or give that flavor.
You're on the road tonight, but you won't get out of town. And there's black ice on the highway, makes your wheels slide all around. There's black ice on the road tonight, black ice from the cars. No one's going to drive away or at least get very far. Way back last summer, I was sitting at the lake, getting bit by mosquitoes. The weather, it was great. Now I'm in my car, I'm driving down the street, hoping I don't slide into the next car I meet.
In Nordic tradition, there are plenty of waltzes, and they're all three-beat waltzes. Didn't somebody tell you that you can't have a five-beat waltz? And because you recorded one.
Yeah, and it's a very, very special tune, and it's called five-beat waltz. And it was composed by our celloist, Aaron Walsh. And it was composed after we heard someone up in Nisswa at the Nordic Stama there, at the Nisswa Stama, and play this five-beat waltz. And it was a Nordic band from Sweden, I believe, that played it, but also introduced it as a French piece. As the origins of the five beats came from France. It's a 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2. So it has that waltz embedded in it.
Sharon Bloom specializes in Nordic traditional music. The group plays some pieces the old way, but the unusual instrumental lineup of harmonium, cello, nickel harpa, and mandolin encourages new spins and new compositions. The web address is sharonbloom.com. Sharon Bloom is spelled T-J-A-R-N-B-L-O-M. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.